Hi, I'm Amy Halloran here with another Food Diary. Today we are going to learn the early history of the farmers market in Troy. The narrator of this story is P. Thomas Carroll, senior scholar and former executive director of the Hudson Mohawk Industrial Gateway. And at the time of the market's beginnings, Tom was the executive director of Troy's River Spark Visitor Center from 1997 all the way up to 2010. Welcome, Tom.
Thank you, Amy. Happy to be here.
Good, good. I'm happy to have you here because you are a bearer of a lot of facts about the beginning of this incredible market in our city. So what can you tell us about that beginning?
I can tell you a whole lot about the beginning because I was involved in it, happily enough. In fact, it's arguably the most important thing I've ever done in my entire professional career because it's had such a significant impact on the community. There's really two stories about the early history of the farmers market. One was why the farmers market happened at all anywhere in the capital region. And the second is the story of why it ended up happening in Troy rather than in other places. And I can tell you both stories. It's really the second part of that story that involves me and the people that I worked with, but I'll tell you both bits so you can see how it worked. Why it happened at all primarily had to do with several players. The first were Matt Lindstrom, who was on the faculty at Siena College, and his wife, Amy Bragg Lindstrom, who got the idea of a farmer's market in the area. It was in the air at the time. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's had a National Commission on Small Farms that had one of their meetings in Albany. Everybody was interested in community development and so on, and this was an in thing. They hooked up with a woman named Tracy Frisch in Albany, who was running a thing called the Regional Farm and Food Project and was very interested in making local farms work and making sure people got access to good food in cities, et cetera. And a little help from the New York State Department of Agriculture and Markets, and with a bunch of interested farmers and various others, most notably Jennifer Krausnick, who was then a student at the University of Albany, was doing internship work. They formed a thing called the Farmers Market Task Force in 1998 and set about trying to set up a good farmers market in the capital region, and chugged along entirely on their own, unbeknownst to us, for quite some time, and got really far along researching it and setting it up. That's the beginning of the first story. Now, why it ended up happening in Troy is because the Gateway was hired by the city of Troy starting in August of 1997 to staff the Troy's River Spark Visitor Center in downtown Troy, which was owned by the city of Troy and established by the River Spark Heritage Area, the first New York State heritage area. Mark Pattison was the mayor then, and he hired us to start staffing it. And shortly after we started, he called us all into his office and he said, "Look, I know you guys all love history and everything, but your job at the visitor center isn't just to bring school buses full of kids in to look at the slideshow about the history of Troy and then go back, although I want you to do that. I also very much want you to get foot traffic in all of the downtown stores and operations. We really want to revitalize the downtown economy, and we need foot traffic, and that's what you're there for." So we had a staff of three people. He insisted that I have both a manager and a marketing director. Sloan Bullough was the manager. Joan Warrender was our marketing director, and I was their boss. And we put together our own little planning workshop in early 1998, inspired by the new urbanism at the time. James Howard Kunstler had written The Geography of Nowhere, and everybody was talking about the revitalization of cities. TAP Incorporated had a symposium in late 1996 where they brought up Roberta Brandis Gratz from New York City, the co-author of Cities Back from the Edge, talking about the revitalization of cities. I happened to be a fourth-generation Princeton townie from Princeton, New Jersey, so I knew a little lot about little communities and how you kept them alive and how they could get overrun by gentrification and destroyed, because that happened there. Excuse me. And most importantly, we all read Ray Oldenburg's really important book, The Great Good Place, that argued that a working community has three places: where you live, where you work, and where the community meets. And he listed a whole bunch of places where the community meets, like churches and so on and so forth. But one of the ones he stressed the most was farmers markets. So we said, great, we'll just create a farmers market in Troy, and that'll bring everybody here, and we'll have a great good place. So the first thing we did, it was Joan Warrender's idea. She really should get the credit for why this got started. She's the one who came up with the farmers market is the thing we should stress. The first thing we did was approach the, what was then the existing farmers market, which consisted of like three little trucks on Broadway a couple mornings a week that sold baskets of produce, bushel baskets of produce off the back of their trucks. It was a pretty small operation. We said, hi, we're the visitor center. We want to help you build up your farmers market. And they said, no thanks, we're doing fine. Go away. They were a perfectly nice operation, but they really didn't want to get too entrepreneurial and build it all up. So we went back to the drawing board and said, what do we do now? And I said, I know what we should do. We should go have lunch with Janet Britt. Janet was the pioneer of community-supported agriculture farms in New York State. She had studied with Robin Van En at Indian Line Farm in the Berkshires in 1986, who is really the pioneer of community-supported agriculture in the United States. And she started her own CSA called CSA of the Upper Hudson Mohawk in 1988. I was a charter member with my wife, Nan, because we heard about it from John Doika, who I'd recruited from Yale to be the archivist at RPI. And John and Janet were a couple, I think, at the time, or at least good friends. So he talked us into becoming CSA members. That later evolved in 2001 into what she called Buttermilk Falls Organic Farm. And it's since been bought out once she retired by Brian and Justine Dennison. It's now Dennison Farm when Brian and Justine came from Maine in 2003. And it's still a member of the farmers market, a vendor at the farmers market. So we all went out to Janet's farm in Scaticook and had lunch in her kitchen. And she said, I'll call all the farmers in the area and we'll get them all together and we'll do farmers market. I said, great. And then about a week later, she called back and said, well, I don't think we need to start from scratch because I found out there's this regional farm and food project with a farmers market task force in Albany already, and they're 90% of the way there. And I said, great. How do we connect with them? And she got Joan Warrender and I hooked up to the to join the task force down in Albany. We had endless meetings in 98 and 99. We went back and lobbied Mayor Patterson, Sandra Little, who is his economic development coordinator, who then reached out to John Headley for the space, to Brown's Brewing Company and the Troy Dock and Marina, and Senator Bruno to try to get everybody to bring resources into all of this. When we first went to the Farmers Market Task Force meetings, they had already come up with a list of what they wanted to do with their farmers market. It had to be producer only and all kinds of other things, easy on and off, near a depressed area, in a city, nice location, etc. They already had a list, a location subcommittee by Jonathan Clement that listed all the possible sites, things like Lark Street. All of them were, of course, on the west side of the Hudson River, nothing over here, and certainly nothing in Troy. And we first said, we want you to come to Troy for your farmers market. They looked at us like we were speaking Swahili or we were from Mars. And we kept lobbying them and lobbying them and lobbying them. We made them a very nice site map with all the possibilities. We kept tempting them with things like, you get a free space from John Headley and you get free facilities from the dock and marina. Senator Bruno will find you the money for a sign, etc. The site map we gave them in March of 99, and somewhere, don't know the exact date, between March and June of 1999, they decided to locate in Troy. Part of the reason was because we provided them with a bribe of a shameless lunch at Brown's out on their deck to show them how nice a location it was. So they started putting the thing together. Right after that, they originally called it something different than Troy Waterfront Farmers Market. But by December 1999, they had gotten their act together, and Tracy Frisch headed up a press conference in the Trojan Room of Brown's Brew Pub in December of 1999 one day and announced it was going to happen. The first farmers market was on a windy Saturday, May 20th, 2000. And of course, as everybody now knows, it was a smash hit from day one. Metroland shortly thereafter called it the best farmers market in the area. Hudson Valley Magazine declared it the, quote, best food festival in the Hudson Valley, et cetera. And it's been a huge hit ever since. And I'm happy to say Ray Oldenburg came to Troy for a Little Italy conference in July of 2004. And I got to give him a tour of the farmer's market and say it was his idea that that it happened. So that really was a big hit for us. And I'm really happy to have told him that. Of course, an imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. Other farmers markets have popped up all over the capital region. Most notably, for example, the Schenectady Green Market people came and studied us left, right, and center for several weeks and interviewed everybody before they set up their market.
That's great, Tom. It was a real thing that turned into an engine that's grown kind of out of control.
Oh, I hope not. I hope it's in good control.
But, it's in good control. Of course it is.
But it's a very good thing for the community, and I hope it doesn't get ruined.
Thanks, Tom, for sharing with us that beginning story. And I hope everyone heads out to the market Saturday for its first outdoor market.
You're very welcome, and I do too. I think it's now grown so much that, of course, it's now susceptible to the old Yogi Berra idiom that nobody goes there anymore because it's too crowded.
Tom Carroll, thanks for joining me. Amy Halloran with another Food Diary on WOOC.